But the feeding condition wasn't corrected. Poor little Rita got a bad start, and she was perfectly all right, though, and was fine down Sea Isle all that summer. We came up from Sea Isle that summer in the terrible storm I described to you in the Ford, and I afterwards thought that maybe she got pneumonia or something in that ride that affected her. It was impossible almost to tell what did affect her, because Dr. Hoban, after he treated her for 3 days, thought she was coming around and that she was going to be all right.
Those rides were a trial to the children anyway, weren't they?
Oh, they were a trial to me, too.
So long.
Yes. And so pent up, you know,
in an
automobile for so long. But it was one way of getting them there. You couldn't take everything you had to take down and take them, too, in a train.
No.
And then when we got the big Pierce Arrow, or the
Peerless,
well, it was just stuff, more stuff into it. It's like the ride of the cheaper by the dozen, with the man telling the man that, you know, we have every animal in here except the monkey, and that's you, or something to that effect.
Well, and we kind of made lunch on the road, and we take picnic.
We always took lunch with us. We couldn't stop to buy lunch. We're only too many along. I always had a big lunch basket, made sandwiches, and take quarts of milk, and stop and pull over to the side of the road, eat our lunch. Oh, that was a big time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that very much, that part of it.
And they'd have games on the way, counting horses.
Counting horses and singing songs. They always had a repertoire of songs that they could go over and sing. And telling jokes. Not jokes.
Puzzles.
That would try to stimulate them to do a little bit of thinking.
Remember any of them?
No, I don't remember too many of them.
Dad didn't say the rosary in those days, did he? In the car.
Well, the children were too young. We might say it ourselves, but you wouldn't get very far, because they'd get too restless, and they were too young.
So, outside of the memories of Rita at her birth, about the birth in the hospital and that ride, there's not much more of her life that occurs to you, is there?
No, except her death. Told you about that.
Yeah.
And that's about all there was to that, because it was a shock to us. And people would sort of scoff at you, you know, and say, well, why should you bother? You have so many others. Why should you be grieving over one? And of course, she was the sixth, and there were five ahead of her, and they were all small. Frank wasn't in school yet, and they think, well, yes, the people would think that she's lucky for one to go.
Yeah.
But we never felt that way. Her place was always here, and her place was always in the house and always in the family, even though she did die at 10 months old.
How long did it take for the pain to wear off?